Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. We had two young men ordained at the cathedral yesterday. Did you know that? And while it is not sufficient to make up for the retirements or the debts, certainly great to have two new men joining us, one a native son from Greenville, Mississippi, Mark Schaffner, and the other Adolfo Suarez Pasillas from south of the border. Very happy to have them as new shepherds, because it is important to replace ourselves. We had two last year, and hopefully we'll have two next year, and they certainly help because we went a number of years without having any ordination. And hopefully one day we will have one from right here, right? Amen, why not? Good Shepherd Sunday. Each year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we celebrate the Good Shepherd. And what a great image that Jesus as the shepherd taking care of the sheep. For the people of his own time, it must have been a really valuable image. For us today, not being very familiar with sheep, much more difficult to understand the greatness of the image. But a very powerful image for Jesus himself. I am the good shepherd leading them all and calling them forth. They hear my voice and they respond to me. And that was certainly true in the role of shepherding. While sheep had their own way of doing things, you know, you can have a fence or a wide open gap at home and you're leading the sheep along or the sheep dog is moving them along. You will always find a few that'll meander through the briars and bushes, even though there's a wide open space to come through. They have a tendency to get into the briars and bushes and make their own way. It's a telltale little piece. That's why the shepherd had that hook on the top of his staff so that he could reach in and pull them out of trouble and set them on their way. But the moniker of the Good Shepherd is certainly one that's attributable to all of us. We all have that experience that we are all shepherding in one way or another. We have our own personal ministry of shepherding within the family. We have our shepherding ministry within our vocation, and then again in our avocation. The avocation being other areas, special ministries that we are called to. And today I pay special tribute to those who are involved in that instruction program for our children, the premier instruction program, the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. What a nice opportunity has been to grow that program over the past number of years, so that now all of our kids throughout the elementary school years are in the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd process, but it takes a great deal of work and energy to keep that going and to sustain it. Grateful to those people who go through the training, to be an instructor in the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. It's a pretty big event. They go through for level one, a whole year of training, going every other week for training. And it's sort of like getting another degree or a diploma in practicing. So thank you very much for that ministry. We have levels one, two, and three going now. And it takes a lot of people to sustain it. So thank you to the men and women who have been generous in responding in that way. Thank you also to those who instruct our young people, those particularly who prepared our young people for the Sacrament of Confirmation, which was held last Wednesday. Just after Holy Communion, the bishop leaned over to me after we had sat back down and he said, What a nice service. How responsive the kids were, and how well prepared they were, and how engaged the congregation was. And he said, it's just a lovely size congregation, and how responsive they were. Thank you for coming out and supporting our young people. A lot of you did. I know it was inclement weather, but you came out and supported them, our young people, because we're very proud of them. So thank you for coming out and sharing in that experience with them. I think as a church, it's important for us as community to celebrate the sacramental life of our church. And today, in a special way on Good Shepherd Sunday, I'd like to celebrate all of you who are engaged in the ministry of shepherding within our parish. It takes a lot of people to shepherd a parish in terms of growth and development. Those who lead all of our programs and the processes that we have in place, they all shepherd our people. All who work to lead ORCIA and who have accepted and taken responsibility and leadership roles in teaching and instructing our people. Guiding our people in these times of growth in our parish community, how important. Those who have generously accepted roles of leadership in our Christ Life process as table leaders, support teams, and then all of the wonderful meals. You know, they don't just appear. There's a lot of people working behind the scenes to provide these opportunities, and we've been extensively blessed. Those who have led small groups and those who plan those events very well, put a lot of time and preparation into planning the small groups, and then those who led the groups and your generous participation and engagement in those groups. The Lectio Divina, those who lead that, and the Bible studies, and all of the other sharing processes. The Knights of Columbus, the Women's Guild, who have provided so much in service to our parish community and shaped so many things along the way. The people who do such a great job preparing our people for liturgy, those who direct and lead and oversee lectors, community leaders, altar servers, and all of the preparations for liturgy on a weekly basis. It takes a lot of people. Those who oversee our servers and community leaders. And all of those who work in the background preparing for liturgy on a Sunday. It's a lot of people. These cloths and these wonderful arrangements and all of the decorations, they don't just appear. It's a lot of people that work to provide them and to shepherd us in that reality. Those who work behind the scenes in the liturgy, making sure that there's cloths are here and clean and prepared, and that we have the right number of purificators and towels and everything. It's amazing. Every week we have the right number of vessels, the right number of robes, and the right number of events so that our liturgy can celebrate pretty smoothly. So a lot of people engaged. Those who lead the children's liturgy, it's a special ministry. And then those who have invested huge hours and enormous energy in our music program, both past and present. You have so enhanced our worship experience. And then our full-time staff and all of the many generous volunteers that we have that come in to help out. Thank you. And those of you that have made St. Paul Parish your home, thank you. Your shepherding, your participation and your engagement is a shepherding process, building his kingdom. So thank you on this Good Shepherd Sunday for your ministry. Hope I haven't left anyone out. But I just want you to know that you do some extraordinary shepherding, your participation and engagement in building the kingdom of God. We have sadly lost some of our sheep along the way, but we will always be open to finding them and having them in their rightful place with us. But you might say, as the adage goes, you come a long way, baby, and we have in our processes and in our ministry and in our shepherding. So, hey, give yourselves a round of applause on this Sunday. Thank you. But now we have a whole new venture of shepherding to move forward. Last weekend we had our very generous leaders of the Capital Campaign under the guidance of a native son, Thomas Harris, who shared about his experience of church community here at St. Paul and how important it was in his life. The special sacramental events that they've celebrated in the parish, along with the burial of his parents, both from this parish, and all of the relationships that were important in his life. He talked about all of those. And the other people who spoke as well and gave a great testimony about what it means to be engaged in parish life. Thomas presented the plans for expansion and renovation to secure the future of the parish. We have spent more than 5 years looking at how we might expand and move through a renovation process as we secure the future of our church. We took a time away from those plans for a while to renew ourselves through the Christ life process. That was when we met a little impasse as to how we should move forward, building a new church or renovating all of this. And now we are back with a full commitment and devotion to the plan that has been put in place. I hope you get to hear the testimonies of our brothers and sisters from last week. If you were not able to be here, they will be available on the website this week, and I encourage you to tune into them. They are our own people speaking about the importance of church and the importance of community. They were a great tribute to the individuals who spoke. Thank you very much for your commitment to growing our church long into the future. This is a time for us to invest not just in the present, in our own church, or for ourselves. It's a time for us to invest in our future. We have had the opportunity to celebrate many wonderful events in our church because of the generosity of our forebearers. Their generosity provided the opportunity for us to be beneficiaries of this church. They started out in a trailer down the road many years ago and moving into St. Mark's Church when they opened it, and then ultimately coming in here. They were visionaries, our forebearers. They were visionaries, and they were genuinely engaged in the opportunity for us to become community today. Their generosity provided the opportunity for us to be in this building, and our generosity will be the source of benefit for the next generation. We pay it forward. The Church of Jesus Christ has operated for 2,000 years precisely on that basis, that we celebrate what was given us and we pay it forward for an upcoming generation. To me, the genuine key is that we are investing in gratitude for those who went before us and planning for those who come after us, as well as celebrating our own faith as community. Those before us were visionaries and trailblazers in the history of St. Paul Parish. Now we invest in a powerful future for those coming after us, and that is the true experience of what it means to belong in the kingdom of God. Those of us old enough or mature enough to remember the 60s remember the great adage of our president, the Catholic president elected at that time, and in his inaugural address he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." It's the same truism for church. In asking for that of church, or in asking for life or sacraments or grace or power or movement in the Lord, that's important, but also asking, what can we do to make that viable for an upcoming generation. And so I invite you to be very responsive to our campaign as we prepare for renovation and expansion. In the latter part of this week or next week, you will receive a letter in the mail outlining the plan and the process. And I ask you to receive it and to look over the information. To please take time to just be prayerful and reflective about this plan and about your response. I invite you to bring it to prayer, to take it to the Lord. I promise you He will guide you in your decision and in how to respond. We're not putting any high-powered pressure or anything. The committee decided under Thomas's leadership that we would not have a professional group in to do the fundraising for us that is necessary. They decided they would take it on themselves because they said, given the climate of our church at the present time, we are certainly capable of responding without any high-powered pressure, and also it saves $100,000. Well, it's a valuable piece, but professionals have a different way of doing. We are encouraging you to be responsive to God in this and to one another. Just being reflective to how the Lord is calling you to respond at this time and to be patient. There's no hurry with this. There will be a number of social gatherings to familiarize you with the plans and to provide you the opportunity to dialogue, to ask questions, to chat with the leaders of the plan and the leaders of this campaign. And then we will have a commitment Sunday or a pledge Sunday where we invite people, once they've completed their pledge, to bring it on that weekend, the weekend of June 22nd and 23rd, and to bring your pledge and your commitment, and we offer it at the altar of God, on our commitment to Him and our response to each other as community. And in a second collection, we will place our pledges on that weekend. Naturally, if you're away and unable to attend that weekend, we'd be happy to accept your pledge during the week, right? We don't want to leave anybody out. However, for the present time, our invitation is just be prayerful about your response and be assured the Lord will help you in understanding how you may respond effectively. He has been extremely generous to us through our forebearers, and now it's an opportunity for us. I promise you that I will personally be prayerful and I will respond to the Lord's invitation, to His prompting, and to our commitment as family to the future. We're not asking equal gifts from people. That would be impossible. We can't all give the same amount. But we are encouraging people to have an equal sacrifice. It's very possible for us to give an equal sacrifice. It's not possible for us to give an equal gift because we are blessed differently, but we are all blessed. And the good news is we have the money to accomplish this project. The bad news is it's still in our pockets. But I'm very confident that we can do this. Just a reflection of our process and giving and tradition for the past 8-9 years certainly is a great reflection of your response. So thank you very much on this Good Shepherd Sunday. May we move forward shepherding our people.